Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Yud Gimel, Sota 13a, pagination is 25, starting on the facing page, three lines up, Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah, and Miriam the prophetess took. But we'll begin with a little bit of an overview of the other things that happen on this page preceding the start of this Gemara. We're dealing with a discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu and the situation that was in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, at the time of his birth. The Jewish people were under severe oppression from Paro. And Paro had found out from his astrologers that a child would be born who would save the Jewish people. He therefore made a decree that Jewish boys that are born should be killed. When Moshe was born, they hid him for a period of time, and then they went ahead and made a basket for him and put him in the river, in the Nile. And as the Mefarshim explain, what they were hoping to do was give the astrologers a false reading. They should think that the Savior of the Jews has already been disposed of into the water. And they should have that false reading on Moshe. And indeed, Moshe would later declare that it was upon my being put into the water that Bishvili Nitzaltam Kulchem, that the decree was revoked, Paro stopped it, and therefore future Jewish baby boys were able to grow up and be part of that nation that Moshe would later lead and stand in front of, making this statement. Hashem saved Moshe in a most miraculous way. The daughter of Paro goes, as the Medrash says, wanting to use the water of the Nile as a mikvah. She wants to elevate herself to pledge allegiance to the God of the Jews, to monotheism. And as she goes to the water, she encounters the basket of Moshe, opens it, and adopts this child and takes upon herself to save the child and to raise this child. If you look at the Gemara right before we're going to begin, so counting up from the bottom, about 12 lines, Vatomer Achoso el Bas Paro, the sister of Moshe, Miriam, says to the daughter of Paro, Ha'elich v'karasi lach isha meinekes min ha'ivrios, shall I go call you a nursemaid from among the Jews? Asks the Gemara, Maishna me'ivrios, why is Miriam so bold that she's going to get a woman to nurse the child from among the Jews? Because they handed Moshe the baby to the different Egyptian nursemaids and he wouldn't nurse. And the reason was Hashem intervened that the mouth that would eventually talk with Hashem should not nurse from a non-Jewish woman. And therefore, the result was that Moshe's own mother ends up nursing him. And the remarkable factor here is Lo dayon letzadikim shemachzirin lohen avodason. Not only does Hashem give back the child to his family to be nursed, ela shenostim lohem schoron, they're even going to get paid by the daughter of Paro, as if they wouldn't have done it on their own, as if she's asking them a favor, so she has to pay them. Now, the role of Miriam in Moshe's birth is significant. And that's where we begin. Vatikach Miriam Hanavia, Miriam the prophetess, would take an instrument at the time that they celebrated the splitting of the sea, the conclusion of the Exodus. She would take an instrument, and over there she's described as Achos Aaron, the sister of Aaron. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, asks the Gemara, predictably, Achos Aaron velo Achos Moshe. She's the sister of Aaron and not the sister of Moshe. Amar of Amram, Amar Rav, Amri lo, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, Melamed Shehoisa Misnabe Keshehi Achos Aaron. The significance is that she was saying prophecy when only Aaron was her brother and Moshe was not yet born. Miriam was 6, Aaron was 3, Moshe was born, and before Moshe was born, Miriam was saying prophecy. Ve'omeres, she was saying, Asida imi sheteled bein shemoshia es Yisrael. My mother is going to give birth to a son that would save the Jewish people. Kevan shenolad Moshe nesmalo kol habayis kula or. When Moshe was born, the house was illuminated. Amad avia v'nashka al rosha. So her father kissed her on the head. Amar labiti niskayma nevuaseich. He said, my daughter, I see your prophecy is being fulfilled. A special child. V'kevan shetilu la yor. And when they had to put Moshe into the river to save him, to try to escape, but they weren't sure what was going to be. It could be that he was going to be lost. Amar avia v'tapcha al rosha. The father went and tapped her on the head like a statement of rebuke. What kind of prophecy? It sounds like it's merely wishful thinking. Amar la biti heicha nevuaseich. Where's the prophecy? V'hainu dichsiv. And that's why the pasuk describes Miriam and her behavior, Vatesatza Vachoso Merochok, the sister stood at a distance, Ledeya Maye Oselo, to see what would happen with Moshe. This is not just sisterly devotion, this is on a very great dimension, the entire Jewish people's destiny and her prophecy hinging, Ledeya, to see Maye Besof Nevu Oso, how Hashem would bring about her prophecy and actualize it. If we fast forward a few years, as in 80 some years, we have Moshe redeeming the Jewish people. The declaration towards the bottom of the page, Higia ha'esh shenishba ha'kodesh baruch hu sha'ani goel eschem. The time has come that Hashem promised, I will redeem you. And if you take a look at Tosfos, which is the outer commentary, third line, we have a little bit of an insight as to how that occurred. Tosfos says, Shesoda Geula Nimsar L'Serach, the secret of the redemption was given to Serach Bas Osher, the granddaughter of Yaakov. V'kevan Sheba Moshe, and when Moshe came and he declared, Pakot Pakadati, Hashem remembered you, and he's ready to redeem you. Halchizikli Yisrael Etzla, the elders of Israel came to her because they needed to make sure that indeed this was the right person and not a false Messiah. V'amra lohem, and she said to them, Ma loshon omar lohem, HaMoshiach hazeh. What exactly did he say? Did he have the code from Hashem? Amrula, and they told her, Pakod Pakadati. The wording that he's using is Pakod Pakadati, that Hashem has remembered. Amra lohem, she said, Imkain hu, he's the right person. And that was the secret that she had, that she was waiting for somebody to come with those words. And those words were the way that Hashem told Moshe to come, that he's the real one. Just as an aside, an interesting observation from the Mefarshim, Moshe had trouble with his lips. He burnt his lips. It's a different story, but he burnt his lips in his childhood. And the ability to say the fey, which is a lip sound, pakod, pakadati, was in itself miraculous, because normally he was kevad peh, he was not able to talk smoothly, particularly those letters of the lips. But more fundamentally, this was the code that Serach was entrusted with. She was still alive, they consulted with her, and she affirmed that the code pakod pakadati meant that he was the real Redeemer. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.